And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
That's right. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in our downtown studios, peeking out the window, seeing that bluebird sky out there, Bob. Going to bump up against 50 degrees, clean out that garage. You know what's in my garage is a grill. I'm going to pull it out and use it. I'm Jop, and he's Bob. What's cooking, baby?
What is cooking is perch. It's that time of year when perch are like the greatest meat, greatest protein source on the planet. That's why I asked you if your lake had any perch.
Yeah, it does, but I'm not getting on it. And all you be safe out there as well. And stay off the ice right now. Second day in a row, we've been over 50, and there isn't a fish out there worth swimming over. You know, if you want to check out ice depths, the MI Ice Guys, like Michigan, miiceguys.com, they'll give you, it's a website that'll give you the ice depth that's reported by fishermen, for fishermen, and kind of a cool little website. Get out there, check it out. It's free, and you'll know how thick the ice is no matter where you're going.
No, seriously, there was 4 inches of ice on that lake.
Blub, 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 blub. Yeah, right. But anyway, well, let's talk a little bit about perch because it is absolutely my favorite freshwater fish.
When it's cold water, I don't think there's a fish that's better.
Oh, they're like candy, man.
They are so good. Last night, I actually had smelt. My mom had some smelt, and I tried one. First time I ever tried one.
Really?
My folks
from the UP? You're...
I know. They
How's
used
that?
To dip smelt, but I would not even think about eating those little things because, you know, I saw thousands of them in the net, and it's just like, nah.
Man. Cut the heads off the sear, run your thumb up.
Yeah.
They're cleaned. I mean, they're easy.
You know what? I'm born again.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
But perch in particular, ever since getting some nice cold ones a couple years back at deer camp, it's totally moved my meter. And I think the way that I like doing them the best is in a grill basket, on the grill, not breading, but panko.
Right.
Coating.
And that's a little bit crisper. It's a little bit bigger,
really
flakes.
Cool. I don't know what they make it out of, but it turns out the best.
Yeah, and it's something you can buy at almost any grocery store. Panko.
Yep.
I think is what it is. And you're going to put the fish in like a little egg wash, and all that is is a beat up egg, maybe a little bit of milk in with it. If you've ever cooked fish, deep fried fish, it's the same thing. But by doing it in this grilling basket, you're not getting the oil.
No.
Right? And you're still in the basket. Don't put them on the grates because you can't turn them over when they're on the grates. They might stick, but a grilling basket allows you to flip the basket completely and basically
and
turn your fish over.
You want to have a couple of those baskets because while that one basket's on there and the fish are loading up, you get your other basket, you start dipping and running your food through the process, whatever it is, fish or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it just works great for fish. But so you should have two of these baskets. While the one's grilling, get your other empty one out, start dipping your fish and rolling them in the panko crumbs. And getting him all set up and get the top on. So then you just rotate him. And when that one's done, you pull it off, you take your fish off, put them in the warmer, and you start reloading. And, man, you can go through a lot of perch in like 20 minutes on a grill with two baskets.
And
if your grill's big enough, use four baskets.
Yeah.
They're cheap. This time of year is a great time to buy them.
Yeah,
like
they are. As well as you're going to go through a lot of perch when they hit the table.
Yes.
These things eat like potato chips, man.
Another reason to put lots of coating on them because it goes further.
Yeah. Fill the belly of those 20-something boys you got at home that you're trying to feed, man.
Exactly.
They can eat a mess of perch in a hurry. Yeah, I've seen them do it.
You know, I was talking about that steak procedure I did, and that was putting them in the smoker before searing them, if you have to do a big quantity.
Right.
I did get some help, and I want to give a shout out to Brandon Molinix from Modern Photography in Lowell, who stepped right up and helped me, because I was out there 160 steaks in my bucket by myself.
Yeah, I bailed on you. I know. I bailed on you. I was supposed to be at that gig.
Because you were such a, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was being a good husband. You know what? I was.
No, I understand that.
We had a little good hubby-wife time, and you know what? That's important.
It is, and you bailed on me every year, so I understand it's important.
Funny how that works, huh?
I don't need you to grill, you know, food for 200 people. Like, you know, that's easy.
Right.
I got Brandon.
Yeah, you're the pro, and you had your own grill bitch, so that's good, man. It all worked out. But, you know, talking about winter grilling, the weather's going to turn tonight, tomorrow. It's going to be back down to 26 degrees as a high for Sunday, and what I saw in the weather forecast is we're going to get winter back again after this really unseasonable warm spell that we've had yesterday and today. And so we always want to talk a little bit about winter grilling tips, because there are some differences when you're grilling in the cold versus grilling in the warm, and a lot of them are safety issues in that how close to get your grill to the house, rather how far to keep it away. Because, you know, you've heard me talk about this before, but I have melted siding at my house. And that isn't funny. It is, because I should know better.
I think it's hysterical.
Right. I should know better. But the point is that had I not caught it when I did, I could have had a problem.
Mr. By the Books.
Yeah.
where do you want to put the grill? Oh, right there ought to be good.
Yeah.
Just back it up against the house.
The other thing is wear some shoes that go on and off easy, because typically what happens is you go out, you put something on the grill, and then you're going to come back inside.
And now we're doing shoes?
Right. And then also no loose clothes, because scarves and things can hang over the grill, catch on fire. I'm just telling you, just a couple tips.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. Does the shirt look good? Should I wear this shirt when I...
Yeah, you got it, man. You got it. You're all right.
All right.
Hat's covering up that bald spot, too.
Yeah, that's right. It's because I keep whacking my head there.
Yeah.
Okay. Another way to do perch would, of course, be in a deep fryer. And I got my deep fryer out the other day. I have a couple of them, but I don't use my old-fashioned one anymore. So I've got this nice 7-point buck head that's been in my shed, and it's been, like, frozen. And now it's warming up, so I'm making a European mount. So I got my old deep fryer out, and I filled it with water, and the antlers keep the head from going all the way down in there, because you basically, it's gruesome, but you have to boil the head to make a European mount. So I'm trying to do them by myself. So I'm like boiling this deer head on my deep fryer. Long and the short of it is that deep fryer will probably now never be used for food, because it smells so skanky. It's ridiculous.
Permeated the metal with buck melon.
My wife is totally freaking out. Everybody's coming over and they're seeing these antlers sticking out of a pot. And I tell them that's dinner.
Time's
and
a little tough at the Nurmico house. Yeah, we're eating deer head tonight, guys. Step right up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's another good use for a deep fryer. Just wanted to lay that out there.
Oh, my goodness. I don't get it, but okay.
Another thing for perch, since we're beating the crap out of perch, a really nice way with those same panko chips is to just bake them on cookie sheets.
Yep.
So you can throw them in the oven, high heat for about 8 to 10 minutes, throw them in about 450, and you'll get a really nice golden crisp. They'll be just about as good as deep fried, especially if you put a little bit of butter in those crumbs when you're rolling them.
Yeah.
Or some
excellent
oil, some butter-flavored olive oil.
Yeah, you know, the same thing, it's not quite as good. You can do this same kind of recipe with bluegills, or if you get crappies, some people call those specks, but those are great. Also, wintertime fish, when the ice gets a little more secure, we'll be doing a lot of that fishing, and we'll run those recipes down as we proceed.
That's right, and just a little on-air promo here for the Hanson Feed and Seed in Greenville. They have got right now a special on Cumberland pellet stoves, and I have to do an on-air read because our commercial is not showing up in traffic. So, Hanson Feed and Seed, Cumberland pellet stoves on sale, $21.99, and they might even have a better price, but the last price was $21.99, 45,000 BTU pellet stove, and just a wonderful piece of equipment that is right on the north end of Greenville on M91. So I wanted to make sure and get that in there because they're good folks. good sponsors for the show.
Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about a Dutch oven and roasting a chuck roast in there, and we're going to stuff your mushroom. You're listening to The Grilling Guys, and we'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.